Now, the Fairfield is now owned by the City of Buffalo. And I guess when you look at the building and you think, well, this is such a pretty building. Why wouldn't someone want to buy this and, oh, I don't know, turn it into a condos? I think that was one proposal. Or maybe a daycare center or something like that. Because it seems like it could be a few different things. A gallery, perhaps. There's not a lot of money in that, but, you know, if it was, you know, properly subsidized by, you know, people who cared about keeping it a gallery. But what happened is I think for a while there was a really strong push to keep it in the library system. There was a lot of advocacy not to close the Fairfield Library, even though it definitely had its disadvantages. It did not have air conditioning. It just really didn't get the updates that other libraries had gotten. And then was closed. But then another thing that happened is that the North Park Library got closed. So then there was a renewal. Well, now there's no library in that whole area. And then there was a renewal to keep it as a library. So I think that kind of impeded it a little bit. Maybe if it had just there'd been a clean break, someone would have picked it up. But it's appearances can be deceiving. There are problems inside the library. There's an addition on the back. The roof of that addition is compromised. There are problems with all the systems. I think that pipes have burst. No one even cleaned up inside. You know, there's still books and there's still shelves.
Really?
It looks like everyone just like left, locked the door, and
it
was that was it.
Just abandoned in a way?
But the thing is, there's a lot of people who really care about it. The Parkside Community Association really cares about it. I think neighbors really care about it. The Vernon Triangle Block Club. I don't think there's anyone who really wants to demolish this library like it's this awful eyesore. Could the city make more of a push to get it reused? Could they give it to someone instead of asking money for it? Those are questions.
Did you talk to the city then on that issue?
Strategically,
that's what they're all about, at economic development and revitalizing.
It could be that they have plans that they don't really feel like sharing with me because, in fact, no one returned my calls. And I don't understand. You know, I'm on the board of the Allentown Association, and I have a long history of talking to city people in real estate, in housing, you know, the inspectors. I've talked to the mayor. I've interviewed him. I've always found them to be accessible, so I was a little surprised when I didn't hear back about it. I do know one of the more recent would-be developers are friends of mine, and they backed away because they felt that it was $70,000 at the time was too much for all the work that it would need. Because it just needed everything. And I have also heard that the making it a local landmark, which would put it under the preservation board, is something that might happen soon. There was initially neighbors wanted that to help, you know, just to help preserve it. Mm-hmm. That helps with that. And now that's going to happen again. But then some developers, I think, have an irrational fear of the preservation board, which is kind of silly because I've been to many preservation board meetings. They are very accommodated. I have seen them compromise on so many things. I think if you're willing to work with them, they are willing to work with you. I mean, if it's just about them stopping you from putting vinyl windows in a structure, well, then you should be stopped from doing that, you know.
It seems like the city continues to put itself in this situation with these beautiful vacant properties, almost a mini Statler situation where you need a lot of work. Someone's going to have to put a lot of investment into it to revitalize it.
Well, you know, you have to be fair. They are unwilling landlords. They don't want to own all these properties. A lot of the properties that they end up owning, of course, go to them via tax reversion, where the owners are just simply unable to financially maintain the buildings anymore. And so, you know, City of Buffalo, they end up owning them. I don't think they've asked for this. Same thing, you know, things happen and the city is stuck with the building.
What else have the neighbors told you? What would they ideally like to see happen?
I think that they want it to be saved. I think there may be a lot of people who still would like to see it, their nice little community library. That's not going to happen. But I am talking to Ben Johnson, who's the Parkside Community Association director. I sensed a strong advocacy for the building. I don't hear anyone saying, as I have heard in Allentown in the past, I haven't heard anyone saying, well, they're just going to have to tear it down. I haven't heard anyone say that.
Elizabeth Licata from Buffalo Spree, thank you so much for talking about your Preservation Ready articles. And we've been talking about the Fairfield Library in North Buffalo.
Thanks for having me, Ali. Maybe this will prompt something. Who knows?
It's all about community.
Thanks.
Thank you.